Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining with us on a Friday for another time around the Word of God. A little while ago, a good friend asked me if I would maybe do a devotional or two about why we can trust the Bible, why we believe the Bible is the Word of God. We've done a couple already. We've thought about the claims of Scripture, that it claims to be the Word of God, and then the great unity and consistency that there is. We've thought as well about Christ and how he put his seal of authority upon the Old Testament scriptures and fulfill them in so many wonderful ways. Today I just want to speak a little while about historical evidences for the inspiration of scripture. Now the Word of God is broken up into distinct parts. The first five books of the Bible are known as the books of Moses or the Pentateuch. Genesis speaks about the flood. And for years, and still even today, people deny the flood. And yet archaeologists have found at least 33 separate versions of stories of a worldwide flood outside of the Bible. In archaeological writings and discoveries that they have unearthed and found in tables and in parchments, they have found evidences that there was a flood. And right around the world, there's geological evidence of a flood. Then people denied the reality of the Tower of Babel. And yet a monument was found in the Ur of the Chaldees that verified the biblical account. The Greek historian Herodotus, 500 BC, also verified the account of the Tower of Babel. Many people denied that Abraham existed. But then his boyhood home was discovered and fully explored. People have also denied the biblical account of Sodom and Gomorrah. And yet if you go to that area today, you'll find large quantities of sulfur and volcanic rocks and salt in that region. Then history's testimony verifies other Old Testament books as well. People denied the existence of Solomon. But in Megiddo, excavations revealed thousands of stalls for his horses and chariots. Others denied the existence of Nehemiah. And yet you can go to Jerusalem this day and still visit many of the gates that he repaired at this particular time. The conquest of Jericho was once denied. Jericho was viewed by skeptics as being a fictional city. But yet in 1929 to 1936, it was excavated by an archaeologist called John Garstang. It showed the correct dates of the Hebrew Exodus. And also remains of the Jericho walls that fell flat. Some denied the existence of the people called the Hittites, often mentioned in the Old Testament. And yet late in the 19th century, archaeologists found evidence of their existence. So it was with the Edomites. History also verifies the testimony of Old Testament prophecy. People laugh and scoff at the idea of Jonah and a man being swallowed by a whale. But in 1891, a whaling vessel off the Falkland Islands had a man on board called James Bartley. He sought to harpoon a whale. The whale hit the boat capsized, Mr. Bartley fell overboard. And yet the next day, that same whale was harpooned and Mr. Bartley was found alive inside of its stomach. And the city of Nineveh, that Jonah was called to preach to, has also been excavated. Many people down through the years have denied the existence and reality of the prophet Daniel. And yet excavations in Babylon have unearthed buildings with inscriptions showing that it was used to instruct captive princes. Huge furnace was also found. And an inscription found on the furnace showed that it was used to burn people who would not worship. History verifies the Bible again and again and again. Then we come to the New Testament. We think about the Gospels. Some critics said that John's Gospel was not written by John at all and was not written until the 3rd or 4th century. And yet a mummy was found in Egypt, buried in the year 100 AD, that contained papyrus leaves that can be found in Rylands University, that were dissolved and the glue was taken away and parts of John's gospel were found inside that papyrus. in 100 AD, and yet the scholars said that John's Gospel wasn't written until 300 or 400 AD. Isn't it remarkable how again and again and again history and archaeological discovery verifies the integrity of Scripture? History also verifies the book of the Acts of the Apostles, the Temple of Diana that's spoken of in Acts chapter 19. Large images of her have been unearthed in many Grecian cities by archaeologists. Mars Hill was spoken of in Acts chapter 17, and remains of Areopagus or Mars Hill can be visited to this day. They even found an altar with the inscription to an unknown god that's spoken of in Acts 17 and 23. Then Straight Street that's spoken of in Acts chapter 9 has been excavated as well in the city of Damascus. You see, people try to deny the word of God again and again and again, but it often comes out that the Bible is right and the scholars are wrong. You say to me, why do you believe the Bible? Well, the Bible claims to be the word of God hundreds of times. There's a unity and a consistency in the Bible, although it was written over 1500 years by 40 different authors from many different places that had never met each other. And then there's the stamp of Christ's approval upon Scripture. And then there's the historical evidence as well. So whenever people say the Bible cannot be the word of God, you just wonder how much they've looked at it. It's still the world's bestseller. Take a time and read it.